broadcasting from his laser-powered space-age digital recording studios in the New York metropolitan area, here's your ultra-conservative talk show host, Trey Martin.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Trey Martin. Special tonight on the Republican debate. We're going to talk about it. It's still going on, actually, right now. But we're going to talk about it. I got Gary Gatehouse coming on, the mysterious colonel. Antoinette is coming on. She is the representative and the chairperson for Ted Cruz in Weehawken, New Jersey, where we live. We have Kevin Bowles going to be on, and we have maybe Jimmy Jay. We'll get lucky and we'll get Jimmy Jay. And also, did I forget? Yes, Billy Van Horn will be on with us, too. And we may have someone else. So other people calling in, if you want to call in, the number here is 347-838-8898. We're going to have a little section after we go. We're going to go for an hour tonight, but in about a half hour, we're going to have what I call a silliness diversion, you know, a little call that Jimmy got, a little interview that Jimmy did. It's pretty cute, it's pretty silly, it's pretty stupid, but I think you'll appreciate it. It'll get us away from all the debate stuff. But I want to know what you think. If you're out there and you want to give us a call, it's 347-838-8898. And in the meantime, I'm going to be discussing the debate with people individually as they call up my cohorts that are going to be on with me tonight. And I'm not sure who's on the phone right now. Who's on the phone? Does anybody call in yet? Do we have anybody? Are they still listening to the debate? I think they're probably still listening to the debate. Anyway, let me start with what I thought about the debate so far. I thought Bush was a little better tonight, really. And I thought Kasich was a little better. I was surprised. I thought they both emerged a little better tonight than normal. But I don't think they enabled themselves too much to move their numbers up too much. But the main guys on stage were Cruz, Rubio. You know, Carson was good. He's very nonchalant, though. He was cute. Said a couple of cute things so far. Christie is very good. I don't think he could ever be president. In the meantime, the reason why I don't believe he could be president is because I don't believe anyone's going to elect. I'm Italian. He's half Italian, but he's considered an Italian. I don't think they're ever going to elect an Italian. And I don't think they're going to ever elect a Jew, you know, in this day and age. That's why Bernie Sanders doesn't have a shot in hell to get elected. I doubt if he'd even get – I have my doubts about him even getting the nomination. But the way it looks now is that Hillary may really get indicted, and she may not be able to run. And I think Biden's going to jump in if that really happens. You never know. Barack may go for a third term, too. You know, he could always make an executive order on himself, make him able to go a third term and say the heck with everybody. But Barack would never win now. I mean, everybody's kind of turned off Barack. But this is Trey Martin on the debate night, and the debate's still going on. We scheduled this, Lisa and I scheduled this at 11 o'clock because we figured it'd probably be over probably 11:15. I think it's going to go to around 11:30. I think it's going to go that far. We would have done it a little later, but I guess I miscalculated. But our number here is 347-838-8898 if you're out there and you want to give us a buzz, because we'll start talking. We'll talk more about this. I want to hear what you thought about it. I thought the most important part of this debate so far was the little riff back and forth with Trump and Cruz about New York, the New York thing, about being a New Yorker. I don't take offense to it because I'm 5 minutes from New York. I'm basically like a New Yorker. I'm in the metropolitan area. But the thing is, Cruz, we love Cruz. Cruz is great. I think Cruz is great. I don't think he looks presidential. That's my problem with Cruz. I think he doesn't sound presidential either. He talks great. Don't get me wrong. I think Trump doesn't really sound presidential either. I'm talking about the sound of his voice. I think a voice like a Jimmy Jay voice, who does my introduction on my music, Before we come in on Wednesday at midnight. He did it tonight, and he does it on Sunday morning Funhouse. Well, that's Gabe doing that. Who's that on? Who's on?
Billy is on the line.
Okay, Billy Van Horn. I'm going to take everybody separately for the time being. Then we'll all jump in and talk together. Billy, what's happening, Billy? How you feel? Everything all right?
I got a heck of a cold, but I'm here.
A lot of snow up there?
No, actually, we had a blizzard a couple of days ago, but it only did about a half an inch on the ground. But
oh,
it snowed hard in the wind. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, well, it's been a little inclement over here, too. But listen, let's get to the debate. What stuck out at you so far in the debate? I mean, it's still running, but what stuck out at you? What touched you? What'd you think? What hit you?
Well, this was one of the best debates that I have seen because, you know, I took notes, and I've got a lot of them. I'm not going to go over them. But, you know, I gave everybody stars and X's.
Right.
And
good.
They're all almost about even. I mean,
yeah, I think so, too. They were all very good. All of them were good. Yes, they were.
Yeah.
What moment so far stuck out in your mind at this debate? What was the biggest moment for you so far? I mean, the debate's still on. That's why I'm talking like it, because it's not over. You know. So,
right.
What moment stuck out to you? Because I just said that the Cruz-Trump-New York moment stuck out to me so far.
Yes, that was huge. I made a note on that, and it was like, I mean, he answered that attack personally, perfectly, you know.
I
do have one note. Is the Colonel on by any chance?
I don't think he's on yet, no.
Okay.
He'll be on soon. He should be on soon.
I got to ask him a question when...
Oh, okay, good. So we'll get to that. That's good. So save that for later. But anyway, who do you think did the best so far? I mean, they all look very even. But what phrase, what stuck out to you, Billy? I want to know what your opinion is. What do you think?
Well, I've got several comments here where, to me, Trump has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stars, no X's. I loved everything that Trump said. He was very right on and very professional. He acted a little bit, you know, whatever, when he got attacked by somebody or whatever, but... You know, when he said, we have to get back to reality, we have to save this country, we have to do this, we have to, you know, about his tax plan, the economy, and the immigration. I mean, they were all, like, really good comments from Trump. Now, Cruz, I love Cruz, but he evened out. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4 stars and 4 X's. So... So he, and like I said, I'm not going to go over, I've got 36 comments here. I'm not going to go over
them all.
All right,
well, yeah, but, you know, like, give me one that you think is a hit, is the winner. Get one, any one of them. Which one do you think is a winner? Real quick.
for the overall, I think that Bush made some really good comments. Rubio made some good comments. The few
He's very good on the stump. He's very good.
Yeah, very.
You know?
He surprised me. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars and 1 X. So, Carson, 1 X and 3 stars. Christie.
All right, but what? You know, like who else is on with this? Lisa, who else is on the line?
There's an Ann from New Jersey.
Oh, okay, good. Billy, let's hold on one second.
Sure.
Let's talk to Ann from New Jersey. Ann, where are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Ann, how are you? Thanks for calling in.
Oh, doing just great.
I was talking to Billy Van Horn. I got a number of people going to be on with me tonight. So I want to ask you, what stuck out to you so far in the debate? What stuck out?
I guess what's been sticking out for a while, that national security and the rule of law, sealing the borders, ending corruption, doing everything right to get back the country that we once knew, get back the country for the people, by the people, and Congress is not doing its job. We saw 2 great elections for Republicans, yet we still haven't woken up. I mean, it's just a constant menagerie of the same old talking points, but this debate, this last debate, impressed me. It really did.
It's very good, wasn't it? It's not over yet. But tell
exactly.
me, who stuck out to you, not person-wise, what phrase, what somebody, whatever somebody said that really hit you the best in this debate so far? What hit you?
Well, you know what? I wish I had taken notes. But I know Ted Cruz said something that was just completely amazing, as he always does. Marco Rubio spoke, and he spoke from the heart. He spoke from the heart. The problem Marco Rubio is he joined the Gang of Eight, and that just basically cancels out everything.
Because that's true.
When it
just
comes
like Bush,
to
when it comes to
the national security of this nation, Rick, when it comes to that, this. Or trade, I'm sorry. This is, I apologize.
That's all right. That's okay.
I just really love the debate, and there were a few statements that stood out. I just, you know what, I'm going to get back to you on that.
Okay. Well, listen, why don't you call us back? Listen more to the debate.
Sure.
I'm going to talk to Billy, and I got a couple other guests going
to
be coming on. Call
thank
us back
you.
Again.
Love to listen to
call
the
us
show.
Back in a little
I will.
While. All right? Okay,
thank
yeah,
you.
Thank
okay.
you. Okay, bye bye. Billy, get back to you. And who else is on the line, Lisa? Anybody else? Lisa, are you there? All right, Billy, are you there?
Yeah, you got to give me a chance to unmute my mic.
I'm sorry.
There's nobody else on the line other than Billy, you, and Ann.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so as far as outstanding statements, I've got Bush when he said we need to have peace through strength. I agree 100%.
Well, I mean, that's a Reagan line. Yeah, definitely.
Exactly, but that was the only good thing that he said. I mean, he said some things. And then, you know, Trump, mantle of anger. I loved that comment. And then reality.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he said that, you know, we got to deal with reality, not all this garbage. But the one thing that really stood out is that although there were slight differences in how to do things, they were all focused on the same thing, basically making America great again. Not to push Trump above everybody else, but you know, to get back to the America we once knew. And they were all against, you know, Hillary. Thank God they finally started bashing Hillary a little bit. And and then somebody said about Bernie Sanders, Kasich said, Kasich had some good comments tonight.
Yeah, Kasich was better tonight than normal. He was better.
The best I've ever seen
him.
Now, if they could have tied his hands down, it would have been more tolerable. But, you know, he looked like a marionette.
He talks with his hands. He's like an Italian. Well, we're used to that, Billy, you know, because I'm Italian.
Yeah, well, there you go.
We do that a lot, too. I don't do it as much as Kasich, but Italians do that a lot. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where you see Nancy Pelosi when she's doing it with her hands all the time.
Oh yeah,
you know,
oh,
I don't
even
like to admit that she's Italian, but she is. You know,
what's her name was that way too? Carly Fiorina. Remember, I called her marionette on
she's
one
half
of the
Italian or something. Yeah, but you know what bugs me about Carly? I like Carly Fiorina. Yeah, she'll never be president. I mean, she doesn't have a shot in hell. But she keeps on saying, oh, we got to get it, bring our country back, bring our country back. I don't mind, but she's always ending with that. It drives me crazy. I'll tell you what, though, Huckabee and Santorum, boy, are they great, though. I mean, it's a shame they don't have a shot, but they are really terrific on the stand. Did you watch the earlier debate?
No, I did not watch the juniors.
Oh,
because,
man, they were very good.
Quite frankly, I was... I said, that's it. I didn't sleep for like 2 days. I tried. And I went in and laid down, and I thought, well, I'm going to check my phone. And I saw your thing about, you know, your invitation to the – and I'm like, oh, that's tonight. Okay. So I got up, made a pot of coffee, turned on the heater. By that time, it was, you know, 8:30. So, by the time I got the studio going and everything set up, I caught the beginning of the senior league instead of the JV in Obama's
term. What'd you think? Listen, let me ask you this. What'd you think of Carson?
I thought Carson did really, really well. There's only one One thing that I had on Carson was, and that was the first, I got to put on my glasses. Yes, us old men have to put on. The only thing that I didn't like about Carson was his first comment.
Which was what?
I mean,
I liked
what he said, but he was telling the enemy how to attack the United States.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he said they could hit us. I mean, what he was saying was spot on.
Oh, I see. Yeah, about the power grid.
Yeah, about the electromagnetic, take out our electrical grid.
I don't think he's saying anything they don't know, but I understand exactly what he's saying.
Exactly,
though,
but it's almost like, you know, you take these idiots, these young punks, and they go, yeah, we could do that. Americans, you know, and you just don't give. And a lot of people have said in the past about Trump, they said, well, you know, he says he's going to do this, this, and this, but he doesn't tell how. Well, you don't tell your competition what you're going to do and how you're going to do it.
Right.
Because
right,
then they're going to, and that happened. You know, he made one or two comments about this, that, or the other thing. Next thing you know, everybody's saying the same thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's a smart businessman's move. And that's what this country is not used to, having running America like a business.
No, of course not, because like he said, like Trump kept saying, he says, these guys are all political hacks, he said. You know, he said, I got Carl Icahn behind me, you know, and stuff, and people like that who really know what they're doing.
Let me ask you a question. What did you think about Trump and Cruz when they were talking about each other's vice president? What was your thought on that?
I thought it was funny. That was a good back and forth. Because
it was.
I thought it was terrific. That was one of the highlights of the debate. I didn't even remember that until you brought it up. I'm glad you brought it up, because they each exchanged the fact that one may be president, the other one may be the second. And Trump said, if he doesn't get number one, he says he's going to get out and go back to his businesses. He doesn't care. Did you ever say that?
I got a kick out of it.
But
somebody else. I hear somebody else in there.
Who's
on the line?
Ann dropped off, but she's back on. She wanted to share one thing, and then Gary Gatehouse also just called in.
Oh, okay, good. Hold on with Gary. Let me speak to Ann. What do you have to say, Ann? What do you think?
Hi, Trade.
Hey, how you doing?
I really love when Donald Trump said, I'm very angry because our country is being run horribly. I will gladly accept the mantle of anger. Our military is a disaster. Our health care is a horror show. Obamacare, we're going to repeal it and replace it.
Right.
We have no borders. Our vets are being treated horribly. Illegal immigration is beyond belief. Our country is being run by incompetent people. And, yes, I'm angry. I'm angry because our country is a mess. But yet, Nikki Haley, a woman who was voted and ran on the Tea Party platform.
I know. She went. She's now with the establishment.
Exactly.
Yeah,
this is a one more little thing, Trey.
Sure, what?
Meanwhile, you know, she's degrading, you know, his character, Donald Trump's character, but to take it to the State of the Union address, here's her opportunity to be respectful, to be a leader, to just have the decency to talk about the issues, to talk about what's destroying America.
And not put
America.
Down her own party. I agree
exactly.
with you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Exactly.
You're right. Absolutely. Well, that's that kind of turned me off, Nikki Haley, that night. And my partner, Jimmy Jay, my co-host on Sunday, he was talking to a guy, and the guy is a bi-country guy. He lives in Great Britain, and he lives in America. And he was talking, he says, Nikki Haley's going to be on tonight because she is like a vice presidential, going to be a vice presidential candidate.
Right.
And I said, no way.
I said,
no way before. And I even said, no way after that speech.
No way now.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I mean.
Well, listen, Ann, thank you very much. Stay on with us. See what happens with the debate and give us a call back if you want.
Thank you so much, Trey. God bless.
All right, you're welcome. I'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Who's on with us now? Gary?
Well, I'm with you now. Gary.
Hey, Gary. Gary Gatehouse, my buddy. How you doing? Me and Billy were just having a good talk, and Then we spoke to Ann, and I'm waiting for Antoinette to call in because she took some notes on the debate.
Uh-huh.
What did you? What stuck
Antoinette
out?
Antoinette is on. Antoinette's
oh, is she on? Antoinette, you know Gary is on. Just say hello to Gary and Billy is on.
Guys,
okay,
I can speak. I can speak.
Yeah, you can speak.
Hello.
Yeah.
I can just like speak like out loud. Hey everybody, how are you? Is it Gary?
Hey,
Gary Greenhouse. Hey
yeah.
Gary, getting asked a lefty. Yeah. I have a Billy Van Horn, the voice. Our own
Billy.
Is Billy Van Horn?
Oh,
he was
I
just
my,
on. Yeah,
I
Billy.
I have my phone muted. I'm so
the voice.
Sorry.
We called you
hello.
The voice, Billy.
Yeah, the voice. Where's Billy Van Horn's voice? Hey, hear that voice? There he goes. And the Colonel, is he there?
Is he? I don't know if the Colonel's here yet.
Oh, well, that's okay. We can party
no,
without
for,
him.
And we're waiting for Kevin Bowles, too, but we'll get to it. Let's see what... let's see. I want to see what Gary thought real quick on his stick-out moment so far in the debate.
Well, two stuck out to me as far as Trump goes when he almost demanded an apology
oh,
for
yeah.
how he was on the New York deal.
At the New York
and,
thing, yes.
I think he really covered that great. And
yeah.
The other one was how he would handle the business side. The economic side of bringing the country back up onto the main road. He killed everybody else on that. Like I told my wife, he is a businessman dealing international, and he knows the ins and outs. He's not a hack.
Right.
And these other guys are just talking from the standpoint of being involved in Congress and writing laws. They don't know a damn. They don't sit down and deal with big-time business folks from other countries
right.
and stuff like Trump has. So
well,
those two
like,
things were the forefront, yeah.
It's just like Chris Christie said, you know, he goes, these guys are going to sit around and yap in the Senate. He was talking
yeah.
about Rubio and Cruz. He goes, man, me as governor, I got to do things. We have to really do things, you know. And
exactly.
And Chris,
well,
I
have
Christie
to say,
was,
all of them sounded better, I did, except one. I can't stand Bush. I just block him out
tonight,
when he speaks.
Though. He was better tonight, though,
oh,
Gary,
he was better,
he was.
But he's still
I know, he's still wishy-washy.
A dork.
Antoinette, what did you think? Antoinette, what did you think?
I thought it was a really good thing that Kasich took his medication because, like, it really evened out the crowd
yeah,
and everybody got a chance to talk. Although he needs to go get tutored or, you know, do a tutorial that when the bell sounds, that means to shut up.
Bing, 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 bing. I know.
He was the only one that just kept talking and kept – and when they also need to teach him when you – or ask a question to answer the question because he goes off in left field. So
yeah, he goes,
first let me say this.
And I was in Congress. And I was here to, and I was at a Lehman Brothers. But I went over to say, okay, get to the question. I
and
know.
He talks so much, I don't even know what he says. Because I mean, after a while, you just turn it off, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, two people who assassinated each other tonight was Rubio and Cruz. They literally
yeah.
tore
yeah.
each other apart, and they
yeah,
both
they
looked
did.
Made each other look bad on the wording they were used against each other. So, I would think some of the things that Rubio said about Cruz about flip flopping his votes and stuff will resonate pretty much in Iowa, because
yeah,
they talked about the ethanol. And a lot of that corn and wheat is grown in Iowa for ethanol.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I know. The ethanol thing
yeah,
is big in
yeah.
Iowa, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
but while
yeah.
you guys were on here, they were still talking, and there was another fight that erupted over votes, and Rubio was accusing Cruz of not voting certain ways, and Cruz came back at him, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. So it's a
mm-hmm.
real, it's still going on, you know. So.
And Trump is over there smiling like a possum.
Yeah.
I never saw a possum smile, Gary. When do you,
yeah.
you ever watch possums? You've been
yeah,
possum.
You look
poking,
at a possum.
You've been poking
you look
possums.
At a possum.
I know. I thought
you
were poking
at a possum,
possums. Huh?
You look at a possum when he's playing possum. He's got a big grin on his face.
Yeah,
right.
A couple in my backyard. You know, this is we're not in a rough area over here. You know, and I got a couple of possums in my backyard, and the dog next door keeps getting the baby possums and killing the baby possums. Poor baby possums. I mean, they can't live a life of their own. You imagine that? These dogs get them. Big dog.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I live down here where things in my backyard either want to sting you, bite you, or eat you. So, you know, you got to watch out. Possums are tame, you know.
Well, you know, earlier we had Ann call up. She was a very good call. I'm glad she called in. And now Antoinette is on, and we got Billy Van Horn, and we got
the
Gary
lovely
Gatehouse.
Antoinette, by the way.
That's lovely, right, Antoinette.
You're
that's
supposed
it.
To
okay.
call me the lovely. Nobody else.
Okay,
so you're supposed
my girlfriend.
To call me
the
lovely
Antoinette.
Yeah.
That's
right.
I remember
right?
that.
That's it. We got to tell them, you know. Because like
the
they said
loves,
when the,
I mean, I turned you on to get after Lefty. You know, I turned her on to your show, Gary. You know. So I just want you to know.
And we listen to your show all the time. And Billy's. We listen to Billy's, too. We listen to the whole station. But,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you
cool.
really, yeah, I, you know, I, you opened our eyes about McCarthy and McCarthyism. I never
yeah.
even thought about that.
Yeah, that was a good show Gary did on that.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like, wow.
Hey, wait
yeah.
till you hear tomorrow. Wait till you hear tomorrow's show. You got to hear tomorrow's show.
Yeah, good. Okay, good.
Friday.
Check it out. What
you got to
hear
it.
What time is it on?
Anytime.
Oh, yeah? I thought it was 5 o'clock.
It's on
5
to 7, 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time on FreemanAmericaRadio.com.
There you go.
That's
get
me after Lefty.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you what,
Lefty.
Gary, your Wednesday show, you know, I played it Wednesday and, of course, today. There were a couple times in the first half of your monologue, or the first hour, I literally stood up and punched my fist in the air and said, yeah, you know.
No kidding. Well, what did he say, Billy? Tell me. Tell us what he said. What did he say?
I don't remember now. Remember, I haven't.
Oh, okay. We'll have
days.
To listen to it. That's all right. There's always a podcast. So it was on Wednesday. Okay. We'll check it out. We'll check it out. Interesting.
Yep.
Interesting.
Hey, Trey, any of you guys, I got to ask you a question. It's not a political
sure.
question, but have you been in the entertainment business up on the East Coast? Have
right.
you heard of a comedy guy named Mike Winfield?
Sounds a little familiar, but Winfield is a common name to me. So why?
Yeah,
he
was on the David Letterman show. He was on the NBC show The Office. And he's a stand-up comedian. He's a does all the mainliners in a lot of the comedy clubs throughout the United States.
Yeah, well, I'll check him out. I don't know.
I announced it on tomorrow's radio show. He endorsed me. He's been listening to my show for some time, and he contacted me on Twitter, and he just did a 30-second promo for me. It'll be on tomorrow's show.
Awesome.
Okay, I can't wait.
That's
Winfield,
great.
Huh? What's his first name?
Mike.
Mike Winfield. All right, we'll uh-huh. check him out. That's
Gary.
Great. But listen, he endorsed you for the presidency. That's good.
He endorsed me for the presidency, yeah.
Gary for president.
That's nothing wrong with that. That's good.
Yeah,
well,
no.
You should have been on that. I'll tell you what, with your drawl, with your Texas drawl, you would have been great on that stage tonight, you know?
I would have been thrown off in the first 5 minutes.
And you would have brought up Joe McCarthy.
There wouldn't have been any microphones, desktops left, nothing.
Gary, let me ask you a question, Gary.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with the debates, I'm sorry, but
it
just popped
into
my head. You have a new segment to your show where they were talking about you know, biblical principles and stuff like that. What's the name of that company again? It's something.org, but I don't remember.
Yeah, it's libertycouncil.org.
That's it, Liberty Council. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah,
they
endorsed
the
me here about a month ago. Yeah.
All right.
That's great. The Liberty Council.
I endorse you, Gary. You're great.
Yeah.
Trade
well,
endorsed
you.
The biggest endorsement I got right there.
Trade endorsed you from
I
day
endorse
one.
You too.
He was so excited about the name Getting After Lefty. He just was saying it all the time, outside,
I just
inside.
I heard that one time, and I picked up on it. When I hear something right away, boom. You know, the first time I saw Johnny Carson, he was in the Midwest, and he was doing a stupid show. And I was a real young guy. I was very young, you know. I saw him. I was about 15 years old. He was doing some kind of a silly show. I said, man, this guy is going to be a big star.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I guess he was right. Yeah.
Just to let you know, Colonel's also on the line.
Oh, Colonel's on? Okay, we got to bring the Colonel on. Colonel?
Everybody stand up, salute.
The mysterious Colonel is with us, everybody. He's not delirious, but and he's always mysterious. But listen, Antoinette is on with us. And also Gary Gatehouse, of course, and Billy Van Horn, and yours truly, Trade Martin. And it's 347-838-8898 if you want to call in, everybody, anybody out there. Ann called in earlier. She was a very nice guest. And, Colonel, what'd you think? I just want to talk to you for a second.
I think Rufio kicked a little butt today. He was doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. But what do you think? Gary thought that him and Rubio and him and Cruz went back and forth pretty good. I saw Rubio looking a little shaky at times, though. You know?
Yeah, but I think that's just normal. I think Cruz
is
a little shaky,
Rubio,
too.
Listen, Rubio's good on the stand. He's good.
I think it's gonna end up being Trump, Cruz, and Rubio.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
Probably.
That's what's going to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I think.
But listen, the problem
how Trump answered the question about his business if he was nominated for the presidency, what he would do with his business. He said, well, I'd turn it over to my kids. They can run it.
Yeah.
I would rather fix the country.
Yeah, no, that was pretty cool.
His son was on earlier. His son was on earlier, a little before the debate. I think his name is Eric or something, whatever his name was.
Yeah,
Eric Trump,
yeah.
And he was very good. He was very good. He was nice. I liked him. He sounded like a good attitude. I liked him. I thought he was real good. But anyway, Colonel, what happened with what do you think about Jeb Bush tonight?
Yeah, I think he's like drowning and just trying to tread water.
Yeah, yeah.
He was really trying his best, but he just doesn't have it. He's trying, but he's just not.
I thought he was a little better tonight.
He was definitely better, but he's just not doing it for some reason. I don't know. There's about him. Yeah. So
I just wonder how he's so nervous. He's so nervous.
He's trying too hard. That's the problem.
He's talking about terrorism is the run with the, you know, is on the run, and then he's like smiling as he's talking about terrorism. What are you smiling for? You're talking
about
terrorism.
Well, that's a nervous
terrorism.
Thing. That's a nervous
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He looks so nervous all the time. You know, he doesn't look like he's sure of himself. But you don't smile when you say terrorism.
Yeah.
No, but he's nervous. He's very nervous.
Did somebody say terrorism? Did somebody
who do you guys who do you guys think the spin doctors are going to try to spin up? Which one of those guys?
Who are they going to spin up?
Who do you think they're going to try to make look
better
than
they are? I still think they're going to bust on Cruz.
Rubio. They're going to go on Rubio.
Rubio, do you think any of them are behind Bush?
I think after tonight they're going to stick a fork in Bush.
I think he's a non-contender. I really think he's a non-contender. Yeah.
How much money does he have left in his campaign chest?
I think he's got about $30 million probably left.
Can't be that much.
Fox,
because
that means Fox will hang on to him till that's all gone.
Oh, yeah.
It can't be that much because his latest campaign ad, he's using a fake train. It's computer-generated train. You see the one with Rubio on the wind vane?
Oh, yeah, 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 right.
And then he showed Jeb Bush on I think it's a computer-generated train. I don't even think it's a real train.
Jeb was an engineer. Computer on himself. He better start getting the Energizer battery to work on him because he is, you know... even Trump made a mention. He said about him, you know, he says you got to have energy in this. You got to have energy if you want to be president.
Exactly.
Colonel.
Yeah. Hey, Billy.
Colonel, I gotta ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Billy got a question.
I'm standing at attention, by the way.
Okay. This is a note that I made. Was the colonel there during... blowing his bugle. making your bugle sound, or was that Christie's stomach when he was talking about New York? And the trade said, did you hear that?
Oh,
Christie was sitting there talking, and you hear, I think it was his stomach, but it sounded almost
it
like,
was his
like
rubber
the girl
band.
Was there. I don't know what, you know.
He must have used a bungee cord instead of a rubber band or something because it's just not working.
It was slipping. That's what it was. It was slipping.
Far
so
be
Christy
it for me
was,
to dis-
Christy was doing reveille with his stomach. Is that what you're saying?
Pardon me. Pardon me to be ranking on anybody for their girth, but I got to tell you, man, there's no improvement there. I mean, he needs Jenny Craig or somebody else. Good Lord, it's just not working.
I sent him an email, and I offered to send him a pair of Billy Bob and Carl's buffet spando pants.
Spandex,
but I never got an answer back.
Listen, I don't even think he can shop at Big and Tall. I think they have to be. And I've seen him up close, and Trade knows this. I've seen him up close, and I got to tell you, not that I look at men's waist a lot, but I got to tell you, I cannot believe his girth. I don't even, you know, are the cows big enough to make belts that are that wide? It's like unbelievable. I don't know. I feel sorry.
He'll have to graduate up to an elephant, I guess. Huh?
I feel bad.
You know, he may really be secretly a racehorse. You know?
Well, you know what, like one. But anyway, be that as it may. But yeah, he's another one. I just don't think he's okay. But there's just something about him that I just don't think he's got enough to stay in the main game. That's all.
Well, which one of the guys on the stage do you think is going to go away first?
I think Kasich. I mean, Kasich is just trying and trying and trying, but he just doesn't seem to be in the pack with everybody.
Well, I told Antoinette the only reason he's there, I think, is because he's the governor of Ohio, and anybody who wins Ohio gets to be the president. And
I mean,
that's why he's got all that clout.
Yeah, Ben is just doesn't have it. I mean, he's a nice guy. I like what he says sometimes, but I think he's just way out of his league.
No, he is.
You're the only one that likes what he says, let me tell you.
Well, you know, he's very clean about what he says, and I mean, he couldn't even answer that question about Hillary being an enabler. I think he just wanted to avoid that one instead of, you know, talking about Bill and his indiscretions and supporting that,
right.
You know. But
well, his most famous comment is, you know, he'll be asked a question, and then he'll say, well, let me say this first.
Yeah.
And then he never answers the question. You know,
that drives me nuts.
It drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Yes, he doesn't answer. They ask him the questions, and he says that. Let me say this first, and he never answers the question.
Exactly.
And then the buzzer goes boop boop, and he keeps talking. It's like, you know, need to go to debate school.
Did you all see the young lady who sang the Star Spangled Banner? Did you pick up on the one mistake she made?
She wasn't.
No, I didn't pay attention.
Oh
yeah, man,
she wasn't too good.
No, she missed. She got one of the words wrong, and I hope Lisa.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't notice any word.
Yeah.
I wasn't listening to words. I was listening to her notes. Her notes were a little shaky to me. You know.
Yeah, they were just off a little bit. That was my very first comment was.
So she was glad that the national anthem was real.
She didn't try to make it sound anywhere different than the way it was originally written, which I loved.
Right.
But she was flat on a lot of notes.
She sounded very nervous, too. She sounded nervous.
Off a half a note.
Almost sounded as nervous.
Yeah, I think she said, and I'm pretty sure she said, because you know me, I stand at attention, I have an indoor flag, I'm in uniform, and I'm singing along. I think she said perilous sight instead of perilous night.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I picked up on that, but that's just me. What do I know?
That's a pretty good, I could be wrong,
but you know,
that.
It's like Roseanne Barr, I'm very attuned to making sure everybody.
You know what I want to do? I got everybody. This is Trade Martin, and this is a special debate show. But I want to take they call it a comedy relief. I want to take a silliness diversion it's about 6 or 7 minutes, and I want to play you a little interview that Jimmy Jay did with a couple of people that you're going to know. I'm going to tell you who they are. You know, El Chapo was set up by Sean Penn. Yes. No, not by Sean
Penn.
Yeah,
the Lolita,
Mexican Lolita. By the female girl started. She knew the Mexican chick who was on the soap opera.
Yeah, the soap opera
He was
girl.
Infatuated by her. So that's how they got in touch with him, through the girl, because he didn't know who Sean Penn was from Adam. And he got in touch. She got in touch with El Chapo through some of his people, and El Chapo was very infatuated with her and wants to make it with this chick. So she, El Chapo called Jimmy, and he interviewed Jimmy. Jimmy interviewed El Chapo and his girlfriend, and a couple other people come in too. But we want to listen to it. We're going to call this a silliness diversion. All right, there's 344 days till Christmas, and this is Trade Martin on the debate. Debate night with Gary Gatehouse, the mysterious Colonel, the lovely Antoinette, Billy Van Horn, the lovely Lisa, and yours truly, Trade Martin here. We're going to give you a silliness diversion right now with Jimmy J. Take a listen to this.
Today in News.
This is Jimmy J with Today in News, and on the line right now, El Chapo, all the way from Mexico. Did you smuggle a phone in there? What's the deal? How are you calling me?
Jimmy J, I don't know who you are. Did I ever kill you? Did I ever give by and send you drugs?
Dude, you just called me, and you're all confused. You know, I'm a good friend of Katie's.
Katie, oh, who? I love Katie. Katie's beautiful. She's my woman. I'm going to make her my woman. I will care for her more than I care for my own eyes.
Oh, I love you, El Chapo. No one has ever cared for me like that.
I know. I'm afraid, though, she got you hook, line, and sinker. You got sucked right into that whole thing, Chapo. I thought you were smooth like peanut butter. What happened?
That kind of woman gets to me, gets to my heart, my heartstrings got pulled. Cupid shot the arrow, and it shot me right in the heart, but I'm going to be good. Who's this? What's your name again?
It's Jimmy J. You called me. Now, listen 1 minute.
Did I ever kill you?
Coming to Mexico next week with somebody very famous. I know you don't know who Sean Penn is, but you might know who Bill Medley is.
Did I ever kill him?
Bill Medley from the Righteous Brothers and I are coming to Mexico, okay? And I'm thinking that maybe I could have Phil sing a song to Kate so that she would know your love, you know? He could sing to her, "You're my soul and my life's inspiration. Without you, baby, what good am I?" You could do that. Bill could sing that to her personally, and you'd be a hero, and you'd be all set for life with her.
Well, listen, what's your name again? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to kill your whole family. How about that?
What do you mean, you're
like, I don't even know who this guy is. Who cares? Did I ever kill him? Anyway, I'm El Chapo. I'm zillionaire. Who cares? I don't care about Trump or you or anybody. Who cares? I want this Kate. I want this woman, Kate. I love her. She's beautiful. I want to get her.
I know what you do. We have Bill Medley sing, "Now I've had the time of my life." He could sing that to her from you.
I don't care, Bob. Who's this medley? Tell him to sing a medley to somebody else. Whatever medley he wants to sing. But leave me alone. I'll kill his whole family. I'll kill you and the whole government. I'll kill everybody. Don't worry. My name is El Chapo.
I can have Tom Garrett sing, "Every day with you, girl, is sweeter than the day before." He could sing that to her.
I'll kill him, too. I don't even understand what you're saying. I'm Mexican. I'm Mexican, buddy. And Trump is against the illegal Mexicans. I'm going to kill Trump. I'm going to behead Trump and his whole family, too. How about that?
Let me ask you this. Do you understand this? Bungooey Louie. Do you get that? Bungooey Louie. Are you there?
What are you, Italian?
Yeah, El Chapo. I'm changing the name to Bungooey Louie.
Did I ever kill you?
Kate's here. Kate's online. Kate, what do you think about all this? I'm going to have this famous singer sing to you. Wouldn't you like to hear that?
I love El Chapo. I want to see him. I want to be with him. I want to spend the night with him. I love El Chapo. I want to have El Chapo's baby. I want to grow old with El Chapo. He'll give me drugs, all the drugs I want. I love him.
Now, Katie, you're a very famous actress. Tell me about some of the lines that you sent to him.
I want to do lines with him. Lots of lines.
I think you were proud of him being captured. Are they paying you off on the side? You make a little back money out the door. Is that what's going on?
Wait a second. Who are you again? This is your other Funkaduckle. Listen, I'm going to kill you and your whole family and the government of America. I'm going to kill Trump. I'm going to behead you and everybody. Are you guys trying to set me up? What are you trying to set me up? Who's this guy Penn? Does he have a pen? Does he hold a pen? Does he know how to write with a pen? I'm El Chapo, don't forget. I'm not Whitey Bulger. I'm El Chapo.
You El Sicko, that's who you LB.
I love him, but I love El Chapo. I want to be with him. I'm an actress. I'm a good-looking actress, and he loves me. I have a hell of a set of bosoms, and El Chapo loves my bosoms.
Hello, reel it in. Kate, listen to me.
What?
Beautiful woman, maybe you could go and be a double for the Kate over in England. Huh? Maybe you could have a little threesome going on there. Kate, and the Prince. Ah, how about that?
Oh, who cares, though? No, I love El Chapo. I want to...
Hey, listen, you guys better not be setting me up, because I'm in Mexico. I'll only be set up. I'm going to kill you and everybody and all your friends and your enemies and your adults and your family and everybody. I'm going to kill everybody.
On top of spaghetti, all covered with Chapo cheese.
El Chapo, I love you, El Chapo. I love you, El Chapo. I want to have tequila with you. I want to smoke weed with you, too. I love you, El Chapo.
You better love me, baby. I'll tell you right now, because I'm going to kill your whole family, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, everybody, ISIS. I'll take care of Trump. I'll take care of Jimmy J and the whole Rewind show, WMEX, everybody, Big Dog Media, Trade Martin. I don't care. I'll kill everybody.
Wow. And where are you getting the weapons to do this?
I love you, El Chapo. I love you. The more you talk, the more I love you. I love you, El Chapo.
Listen, you guys are trying to set me up. I'm out of here.
I can't wait till next week when I come to Mexico. I'm going to come see you, and I'm going to spank you with a spoon. That'll straighten you out.
I'll behead you in 2 seconds. What's your name again, Arthur Funkadunkle? I'm going to behead you.
Yeah. Funkadunkle.
Get lost. You're a loser. You're like Trump. He's a loser. Trump is a loser.
Hey, that sounds like a good name for a song. I'm a loser. Yeah, I'm going to write that song and become a millionaire.
Good, yeah, that's it. You become a millionaire. I'm El Chapo. I'm a zillionaire.
Yeah, zillionaires. Don't break yourself out of jail again. Ain't going to happen. You know, I can come down there. You don't understand. I have a big spring I'm taking with me on the tour next week to Mexico, and I can spring you out of it. But you blew it. You're done. In fact, Katie, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I love El Chapo. I want El Chapo. I have a hell of a set of bosoms. And El Chapo loves my bosoms.
Hey, listen to me, Kate.
I'm just an actress. A beautiful actress. I have a hell of a set of bosoms. And El Chapo loves my bosoms.
Listen to me, Kate. I'm 6'6", okay? I weigh 175 pounds. I am built like a six-pack. I take a beer. That's what I'm built like. I'm your man. I'm the new man in your life. Get rid of El Chapo. I will be down there. Bill and I are going to come sing to you. The rest is going to be history. I'm Arthur Funkadunkle.
But you sound like a schmuck.
That's who I am. Arthur Funkadunkle, reporting live from somewhere hidden in the U.S., waiting for El Chapo and coming to see him next week in Mexico.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you, you Jimmy J. Arthur Funkadunkle. I'm going to kill you twice.
All right, I'm Jimmy J. That's it from here. I don't know what the heck is going on, but it's today in news. What do you expect?
But you sound like a schmuck.
Craziness, always. Back to you. Back to Trey. Back to El Chapo. Back to Katie. And back to whoever the heck you wanted to be.
Today in news.
Takiya, I will care for her more than I care for my own eyes.
I have a hell of a set of bosoms, and El Chapo loves my bosoms.
Hot, 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 oh baby, hot, 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 ole.
Did I ever kill you? You're a schmuck.
Oh, man.
It was too long, but it was too long. I didn't have time to really cut it down.
Oh, man.
It was so stupid.
You know what really makes
badges.
You good is like you're playing a Mexican and you sound just like a little old Jewish guy.
I know. I'm Mexican Jew.
A Mexican Jew. It could happen. Yeah.
But, you know, you do the little old Jewish guy really good, and you do it, like, all the time. Look at Papa Guru.
Yeah, right. Like Jackie Mason. Anyway, let's get back to serious stuff.
But that's to get back to. Listen, I think, you know, I'm glad you guys enjoyed that. It was just a silliness, a little silliness break. But I think there's a good chance that Hillary may really get in trouble with this. She may really get indicted. That's going to be a big shakeup.
She
like.
Better. She had better.
Yeah, she better. Uh-huh. I agree. Yeah. She better is right. Absolutely.
If she gets away with this shows that our justice system just is the non-starter.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right.
If she gets away with this, let me tell you something. If she gets away with it and is elected president, you're going to see the biggest revolt the United States of America has ever had.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be an attack on the White House. I mean, that's it. It's over. There's no way in you know where that's going to, you know, not going to happen if she gets elected president.
All right,
what indication gives this? Because they're saying it, that anything's going to happen to her because they just keep pounding into people's heads and they're desensitizing the American public against what she's done. Like, it's okay. I'll just do emails. You know, that's the same attitude we had in the Clinton years.
Well,
I don't see anything that's saying she's going anywhere. They all the Republicans are saying, yeah, and pound their fists on the table. However, there's nothing. So she goes and she said some stuff there in front of the panel or whatever, and that was it. Nobody said, well, this is being happened or this is being drawn up or we're bringing her back in. It's just what happened and happened, and that's it.
Well, it's like Trey Gowdy when he conducted all those hearings. That was just window dressing. He knew damn well it was not going anywhere. They didn't push the issue. They didn't push it.
Exactly.
Did you see Megyn Kelly last night, though, about that with the 13 hours thing with the...
That's what's really disgusting, that Hillary can actually stand up and say that
they're lying.
The families are lying.
The parents are lying.
That in and of itself should be enough for people to revolt against her. That is the most horrible thing I could absolutely heard somebody say to families.
Yeah, but Colonel,
who lost
how many Americans will that resonate with?
No, you're right. That's the shame of it. I'm sorry to say, Gary, you're absolutely right.
Ninety-eight point eight percent of the American population don't have a dog in a fight when you start talking about protecting the country.
No, you're right. I agree, and this is what I worry about. I just don't think there's enough people out there that care anymore.
You're right.
I honestly don't, and I don't know what's going to galvanize people. If nothing up to this point has, you know, let alone the San Bernardino thing and all the other crap that's going on in this country and the humiliation of our sailors, forget about it. Don't even get me started on that one. And then that John douchebag Kerry apologizing.
And then
covering up all this stuff. But if that doesn't galvanize America, I honestly don't know what will. I don't know what the tipping point is.
Who was it during the debate tonight?
They don't care. They just listen to, you know, the CBS, NBC, CNN, whatever they say. And when you have a conversation with people, they report to you exactly the same words that are on those stations.
I want to see one of these mainstream media reporters shove a microphone in Hillary's face and ask her point blank, unexpectedly, how could you say that the families of those four people that died in Benghazi were lying about what you told them on that day?
You'll never see it.
You're right. But that's what I want to see, and you're right, we'll never see it.
You know what she would say if they did?
She'd say, well, I testified for 11 hours about it.
And that was not brought up.
I'm telling you, the person that should make the biggest stink about this is my colleague, you know, Dave Petraeus. If they let Hillary off the hook, he should appeal his conviction and his sentence and vociferously go out there in public. But you know what? Even with that, I guarantee you, people just don't give a crap.
I tell you what, Colonel. Every person that has ever served in the silent service, the intelligence community, CIA, NSA, DIA, and if she gets away with this, every one of those people should become unglued because of all the damn documents we had to sign.
Oh my God!
Damn, shopping cart full.
Yep.
And to tell us with each one of those extra clearances we had, TK clearances, that
yep.
if you do this, you're going to spend this amount of time in jail.
Oh, yeah.
And they meant it.
Oh, no, I know.
I had a friend. I had a friend I worked with on two projects. I told you guys about this before. One of them was Ivy Bell's. His name is Ronald Pelton. Go look him up on the internet. See what happened to Ronald Pelton for what he did. And she has done the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I had the same clearance as you, Gary, same thing.
Yep.
I had one in my civilian government job and one in the military. And I got to tell you, I remember being in the Pentagon and people freaking out if you had a classified document on your desk without the cover on it. I mean, and I'm telling you, I was a freakazoid worrying about stuff like that. And
well,
for
you came into my office and all you see is black blankets hanging over everything.
Yeah, it's incredible. And for her to get away with what she did is ultimately treasonous. And,
it is.
How she's getting away with it is beyond me. And
well, she actually told one of her people to change the
declassify. Yeah, take the. Could you imagine? I'd go to jail if I told somebody
exactly.
to do that.
Exactly.
I mean, there wouldn't be any question. I'd be in jail. I'd be El Chapo. But you know, the difference is nobody would be digging me any tunnels. That's for sure. They'd say, "Yeah, you deserve to be in there, mysterious colonel." Just do your time. If you can't do the crime or you can't do the time, don't do the crime. But I'm telling you, it's absolutely disgusting what she's getting away with, and everybody is treating it like no big deal. Oh, I'm
this is
living.
The same thing that we lived with the Clinton years. Same
yep.
thing. White water,
yep.
dead bodies, everything.
Yep.
And
well,
who was it in the debates tonight that said, one of the candidates said, that Hillary Clinton is not eligible to be president because of you know, lies? And who was
I think
that?
Rubio said it. Didn't Rubio say it?
Rubio
it was either
or
Rubio or...
yeah, you know, it's funny. I can't remember, but I remember listening to that
statement.
It was
Rubio.
I've got my notes,
yeah,
but
I think it was Rubio.
It was Rubio, yeah. I think it was Rubio. Because the internet took notes. Now,
and
listen,
he's absolutely
I'm looking
right.
at the Trump poll. I'm looking at the Trump poll. I'm looking at the Drudge poll right now. Trump is at 57.4.
Wow.
Wins the debate as far as Drudge goes. Cruz was second with 29.86. Rubio third with 6.72. Christie fourth at 1.9. Kasich at fifth at 1.59. Bush at sixth at 1.49. Votes.
Mm.
And I guess Carson was last at 1.4%.
Yeah, I'm not surprised about that.
No,
what did Carson do to make everybody hate him?
Well, I don't
nothing.
Think they hate him. I just think he's he's too nonchalant. He just doesn't.
Yeah.
They were very much in love with him a few weeks ago.
I know.
Yeah,
Tony,
the bottom line is the next president, and I've said it many times in my show, the next president, because of the situation we're in internationally, everybody wants to cut our throat. Economically, everybody wants to cut our throat. We're going to need a president who's a hard-nosed son of a bitch, excuse my French, who is not going to take crap off of anybody.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that there's only one or two guys up there that way.
No, you're right.
Listen, any one of the top three, except for El Chapo. Chapo could probably be a great president here, you know?
Yeah,
because
he'd
kill everybody.
Yeah, he don't like no stinking badges, man.
You know, I hate to say it, but the Mexicans would have been better off whacking him during that little firefight instead
absolutely.
Of dealing with this
nonsense.
Absolutely,
yeah, they should have whacked him.
And it's true, because I was a little bit involved with some of the things that went on in Mexico in my previous life, and it is going to take about a year or more if they ever extradite this guy. And he'll escape like two or three more times.
He probably will.
Did you see, and I can't believe this, and Gary, you can appreciate this being former military, just because we think like this, and I'm shocked that when they actually went to get him, apparently he had like two or three other tunnels and escape routes that he was you know, getting out of, and it's just like, come on, guys, you got to figure this stuff out and cover those areas so that the guy can't get away again. Come on, are you killing me here or what?
Got to surround him.
Man. But anyway,
well, listen, looks like we're out of time, guys. I got the lovely Antoinette. I got the mysterious colonel.
I got Gary Gatehouse, and I have Billy Van Horn, and we were happy to have you all, you guys, on tonight, and ladies, and of course the lovely Lisa is at the controls for us. This is Trade Martin. Our debate show is now coming to an end, and we hope to see you or hear from you on Sunday, Sunday Morning Funhouse. Please tune in. This is Trade Martin, and we'll catch you next time at the next debate, or we'll catch you on Wednesday at midnight next week, next Tuesday at midnight, and we'll catch you on Sunday Morning Funhouse this Sunday. Everybody, have a great day, and we will talk to you. You guys, thank you very much.
Good night,
for being
everybody.
With us tonight.
God bless America. Good night,
God
everybody.
Bless.
Great time.
Bye-bye.
Have a great time.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.